Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, one example of the toxicity in the House of Representatives right now, it started with Donald Trump baiting everybody and egging them on for 4 years, but it's really gotten worse with the mob attack, the insurrection, the sedition against the Capitol, and with people like Lauren Boebert, the woman from Aspen, carries a gun into Congress, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, people like Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan of Ohio, and then people like Wormwood, Crooked Little Lindsey Graham, people like Cruz and Hawley, all of this stuff. It's had an effect. It's had an effect on the Democrats. And for the first time that I can ever remember, Nancy Pelosi, in response to Kevin McCarthy's refusal to take Marjorie Taylor Greene off of committees, forcing it to a vote, she described in this way. She said, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, QAnon California, not Republican California. You always put that as a courtesy. So it'd be Nancy Pelosi, Democrat California. It would be something like Ron Kind, Democrat Wisconsin. It would be Kevin McCarthy, Republican California. For the first time in her written message, she said, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, QAnon, Q California, linking him to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've never seen that before, that kind of direct frontal attack. And she had to do it, in my opinion, because the fact is that he has mollycoddled QAnon. He's mollycoddled these people because he wants their votes as a base, and then thinks he can grin and jive and dance around and get moderate Republicans, and that's going to be the party. That is not going to be the Republican Party. The business Democrats, the old-line conservative Democrats, the Mitt Romneys and so on, Liz Cheney's, cannot coexist with violence. They cannot coexist with violence. You can't have a modern American democracy without the peaceful transfer of power. You cannot have the glorification of violence. And that party, if they don't purge QAnon, is going to be swallowed by QAnon. And then those people in the Republican business community are going to have to look elsewhere, not just the business community. A lot of people, professionals, a lot of people who work for a living with their hands, a lot of farmers and a lot of other people, are not going to put up with violence. Many of them were veterans who fought regimes, the Nazi regime, the commie Ruskies and Chaikoms and Norks and the whole bit, jihadists, and they're not going to put up with that here. So there you have it. Today, a big vote. I'll tell you, I told you going into this segment that the Democrats didn't control the committees. All of these cabinet confirmations came from Republican chairmen because they were scared. They knew their days were limited. But one guy they won't confirm is Merrick Garland for Attorney General. And Attorney General is one of the most important cabinet positions. The big four, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Yeah, Luke, you look like you're eager to say something.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like maybe they're a little scared that the Justice Department is going to have someone at the helm that's going to kind of start making some consequences for all these decisions over the last 4 years. We'll see.
Yeah, and maybe the guy that they wouldn't confirm.
Yeah,
the Supreme Court.
He sat for a year without getting even as little as a meeting for his Supreme Court appointment.
Right.
I just poor Merrick Garland, but I'm really excited once he is Attorney General because he's a great legal mind. I'm really looking forward to seeing some justice being served, and I think Merrick Garland's going to be the guy to do it.
Yeah, he's going to go hardcore on voting rights. He's going to go hardcore on fraud and white-collar crime, and a lot of them are very scared. So they wouldn't even, listen, back in the Supreme Court, they wouldn't even meet in their offices with the guy. Usually there's a courtesy. You know, a Democratic sponsor will bring him in, and there'll be a courteous thing. These guys wouldn't give him a cup of coffee. They wouldn't let him in the door. They said, get out of here. What are you, a hobo? Get the hell out of here. That's what they would do. That's what they would do. Doing the same thing now. You can't do that with one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which are Secretary of State, Attorney General, Defense, and Treasury. Those are the big ones. So As of today, as of yesterday, we have Democratic chairman. We are going to get him in. But I think it's pretty cold, pretty sad, pretty sad. Joe Biden was elected November 3rd, sworn in January 20. He already had his cabinet all ready to go. They wouldn't let the attorney general go to work. And I think Luke might be right. I think they're worried about a guy who's a legal eagle who knows where the bodies are buried and not out of vengeance. I mean, Merrick Garland, I don't know the guy personally, but he seems like a fairly mild-mannered guy. He's not out there to knife a guy just because he didn't vote for him for Supreme Court. But there's the Voting Rights Act that was scrapped by the U.S. Supreme Court. It needs to get back in. It's pending again in the Congress. But there's a lot of things you can do under current law for the suppression of voter suppression in a lot of states in this country. And that's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
Luke, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be vengeful, but I think the tone shift that we saw in Fauci when he was all of a sudden allowed to let the science rule and not getting hampered like he was under the Trump administration, I think we're going to see something very similar from our Justice Department after Garland is appointed, because it's just going to be a tone shift at the DOJ. It's going to be people are allowed to work for justice again and work for the American people in that regard, rather than just being Trump's lackey and the lawyer that defends Trump in all of his situations. So,
yeah, you're right. And the thing is, when you get a top-notch attorney general, one of the best was Bobby Kennedy. When he was attorney general, he took care of business on civil rights and voting and so on. Tragically assassinated, of course, later when he was running for president. But I'm not saying that Merrick Garland is Bobby Kennedy, but he's in that vein. I mean, he's going to get out there and he is going to be active, and the Republicans are afraid of it. And I think some of them are a little bit afraid and vengeful because they thought they had him squashed. He was the chief judge of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And of all the circuit courts of appeals, that's the crown jewel because they get a lot of government regulations that they have to decide on the constitutionality. The guy knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. And so what's going to happen is he's going to get in. And now that we have a Democratic chairman, and it's Durbin, Dick Durbin of Illinois, is the chairman of the committee, the Judiciary Committee, and you'll see Merrick Garland and the four horsemen of the apocalypse will be joined. There's only three horsemen right now. And this guy, Garland, is out there in the weeds. Well, they're going to drag him in, and he will be the guy. So that's good news. And a lot of the other biggies, you know, Buttigieg just got confirmed. The head of Homeland Security just got confirmed. They're all getting confirmed. It's a great cabinet, great cabinet. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.